This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joyce from Maine. She's got a question about her hydrangeas.
Joyce, good morning. How can we help you with your hydrangea today?
Okay, I have a blue hydrangea, which is in its third season. And prior to this, we've had beautiful flowers, a very compact plant, low to the ground right now because it's fairly new. But this year, the plant did not bloom at all. It's tall, it's leggy, it's got huge, huge leaves that are very green, but no foliage whatsoever.
Yeah, that's something that is very, very common. Even on Cape Cod, that is famous for their beautiful blue hydrangea, the plants on the Cape are normally loaded to a point where they're bending over, and they're just overladen with the weight of the blossoms. And this year, the plants have half or even less than half. And that was due to the lack of snow, lots of sun, and wind. And what happened was the ground froze. We didn't get any snow cover. And I live in Maine, and we only had 27 inches of snow at my house for the whole winter compared to 110 the year before. And my blue hydrangea are just like yours. The wind blew across the yard. The air is dry. And it pulled the moisture out of your evergreens, azaleas, rhododendron, boxwood, and that's why you got brown edges. It pulled the moisture out of hydrangea and also roses. Now, on the blue and the pink ball hydrangea, the buds are on the plant right now. And because the wind pulled the moisture out of the bud, it was not able to make a flower. The white varieties that are cone-shaped, they make the buds on the new growth made during the year. But the balls of flowers are made in the fall of the year, and if they dehydrate, that's why you don't have any bloom. Or if people prune hydrangea in the fall. So what you need to do so that this doesn't happen is in the late fall around Thanksgiving, all the leaves will be off your hydrangea. Get some wilt proof or wilt stop spray, especially the very top bud, with that product and the stems, and that will insulate them and prevent dehydration during the winter, and you'll have all kinds of blossoms next year.
So I don't touch anything right now. I leave the leaves on there and put it back.
Yeah, because, see, the leaves that are on there now are making food, and that food is being sent down to the roots to make the plant better for next year.
And when do I trim it back? When do I prune all that dead stuff off?
Okay, what you want to do is wait until, like, April, and the buds on the top and the sides of the stem are kind of a blackish color, brown to black. When those buds begin to break open and you start to see green coming out, then any of the branches that are not producing foliage or flower buds, at that point you can remove the dead branches.
All right, so there's hope for it. It will flower again because it was so disappointing this year.
I know, and as I said, if you were to go down to the Cape just got destroyed because of the lack of snow, the colder than normal winter that we had last year, and the wind. And you combine those three together, and hydrangeas, the ball variety, cannot tolerate it, and they lose their blossoms.
And yet, even all the neighbors that have the big white ones, they're all blooming.
Yeah, the white ones are much hardier. And, for example, the blue hydrangea, the ball, they will grow from Florida to roughly Boston. Sometimes you can go up further north if you have a sheltered area. The cone, white, can go to Canada. That's how much stronger and hardier the white hydrangeas are. And there are so many beautiful varieties. My favorite is called Vanilla Strawberry. It's a cone. It comes out starting in early July. The blossoms mature pure white. When the flower is fully formed, the bottom starts to turn pink, and the pink will begin to work its way up towards the top of the cone. Now, what will happen is, because it blooms from July until frost, you're going to have on the same plant, Vanilla Strawberry, flowers that are pure white, flowers that are half pink and half white, flowers that are all pink, and flowers that are pink with red spots on them.
Well, I think I'll have to get one of those.
Yeah, Vanilla Strawberry, to me, is incredible. And if you go on your computer and you type in Vanilla Strawberry Hydrangea and you see the pictures, you will say to yourself, I need to have one of those. The other one, the other variety that I have five of them, and I use them as a low hedge. They grow to be about 4 feet tall, is called White Diamond. And I'm in Maine, and they bloom every single year. They're in bloom right now. And because of the lack of rain and some of the cold weather, they are turning pink. And they are beautiful right now. So I'm going to cut some of the stems, about 2 feet long, strip off the leaves, hang them upside down in my garage. They'll dry. I'll put them in a vase with no water, and I can enjoy them all winter long.
Wow. Okay, one last question. This wilt proof. When do I put the wilt proof on? After the frost?
After the leaves have come off, and it's roughly around Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate all your information, and I'm happy to hear that I haven't lost this beautiful plant.
Nope, you have not lost it, believe me.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. When you're fertilizing your lawn, and you really should fertilize your lawn, I want you to think about a professional lawn fertilizer, and it's called Turf Trust. It's a slow release, and unlike a lot of other fertilizers, it has macro and micro nutrients. Some of these nutrients, there's just a little bit, but it makes a big difference in the quality of your lawn. It's a slow-release fertilizer. And unlike other fertilizers, this one feeds for 14 weeks. It also contains a fungicide that's on it. Give them a call, and they'll tell you where to buy it. The number is 410-953-1481.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. We're going to go right to the phone. We're going to go right to the phone line. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lorraine from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her rosemallow.
Lorraine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Isn't it beautiful right now in bloom?
Yes, it is. The blooms are kind of dwindling right now, but it's a beautiful plant. It's getting quite tall. And I would like to know if I can cut that back and how much and when.
Okay. Rosemallow is my favorite of all of the perennials that I have on my property. And the reason that I like it is the plant will grow. I mean, the more you feed it, the taller it's going to get. But it will usually grow between 6 and 8 feet tall. It will have a stem the thickness of your thumb, and it produces a hibiscus flower, and the first few that open, if you took your hand and you opened it up as much as you can, don't make a fist, but spread it open, the flower would be larger than the spread of your hand. And as the plant continues to grow, the blooms will get a little bit smaller every time. Now, it will continue to flower for probably another 2 or 3 weeks. Mine still have buds on them. They come in all different colors. In the fall, you'll get a good hard frost. The plant will lose all of its leaves, it'll begin to turn brown, and you're going to cut it to within 3 inches of the ground.
Oh my.
Just chop it right down to 3 inches. Take all that foliage and the stems away, and say to the plant, have a good winter, I'll see you in the spring. And when the spring arrives, all of your perennials will be up. They'll be growing. You'll look at your rose mallow, which is a perennial hibiscus, and you'll say, it's dead. And the second you say that, shoots will come out of the ground, and it will begin to grow. And I take some plant tone. I put two handfuls around each plant, scratch it into the ground, and mine grow between 5 and 6 feet, and they bloom for about a 6-week period.
Fantastic. I will do that.
And I'll tell you, look around at some of the nurseries and garden centers, because they come in all different colors. I have a red, a pink, a red with a pink center, a pink with a red center, a pure white, and a white with a red center. And they are striking. Hummingbirds, if you have red or pink, will go out of their mind because they're attracted to red. And the flower is so big and it's funnel shape, they're going to go crazy.
Right. I have the red double.
Okay.
And it had quite a few, it had several flowers on it this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really very beautiful, but it's so tall right now that
right.
I'd like to dead end, you know, remove all the dead flowers.
Right.
As
you can.
As they start to shrivel up, and it seems as though that makes more flowers. And but it's getting to be to the point where I was having a hard time reaching the blossoms.
Well,
I'd use my cane to bring them down to me.
Yeah. You must be doing something right if they're getting to be that tall. They must love the soil. They must love the amount of water and food that you give them. But I'll tell you, it's a spectacular perennial. And if you want something that will stop traffic. For weeks now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternatives' parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Cat Club. Our number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her lawn.
Susan from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny. Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Paul?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. We actually heard a program much similar to this morning's last fall, when we were also having a problem with our lawn because we had bulbs and other things that pretty much destroyed our lawn. We got rid of the bulbs. I think my husband even talked to you directly about different ways that we should care for our lawn. So we chose Pearl's Premium. We chose natural alternatives, and it did come in, as they said, right after the fall, after it was planted. And it looked good in the spring at the beginning, but we also had a problem with red thread. And then we called natural alternatives about that, and they told us, because we had such a wet spring, to make sure not to water and to let the lawn dry out, and we did. And then with the recommended watering that Pearl's Premium had for us, our lawn actually died. The whole front lawn, the only thing left is just a little bit of old grass that we had, but all the Pearl's Premium died out. Now we have the same dilemma as we did last year, where we have to reseed the whole lawn. And we don't know what to do, since we've already done Pearl's Premium with natural alternatives. We did all the liming, we did the pH beforehand, and
right.
We just don't know. It just seems like an expensive route to go to do Pearl's Premium all over again, but we believe in the way they talk about their product. I mean, we're going all natural, and I like the non-watering, but it's just really frustrating to look at.
Okay.
And we were doing the backyard at the same time, and our backyard didn't have as much of a problem as the front, and the backyard looks fine. So the way we were watering, we did the same thing for the back and the front. There was very little of the back that, we overseeded with the split seeding.
Right.
And there's only a few spots in the back that died out, but our front yard is just... It just is awful. And
Now, have you been watering it at all?
Well, we've been wanting, we were in touch with Pearl's Premium, just to know the exact amount, and they were saying twice a week after we let the red thread die out. You know, so in the spring when we were getting plenty of rain, we didn't have our sprinkler system on at all. But once the red thread died out, then we were doing the twice a week. We had a lawnmower at the top thing. They even told us to alcohol off our blades, you know, not to spread the red thread. It seems like the red thread went away, but then, like I said, in the front, and we had some red thread in the back too, but the backyard doing the same thing that we did to the front, the backyard, yep. And the backyard does get a little more shade than the front, but the backyard, without, you know, except for a few little spots, which seem, you know, they seem doable to just do a little patch repair. They're very, very small spots that didn't come through. But with the same amount of watering from the front and the back seemed fine, but the front didn't.
Now, the next time you get red thread, you can put a fungicide on it that will take care of red thread.
And yeah, and when we call Pearl's Premium, they recommended not to. We actually were at our local store with the fungicide in the carriage to buy it, and they said to use I can't even remember the name that we used, because they said to use more of a microbe, you know, something natural rather than the fungicide. So we swapped out the fungicide and put in what that center told us to use, because when we called Pearl's Premium, they were saying not to use a fungicide on it. But then I just heard your commercial, and that sounded like if we get it back again, I'd probably go that route.
What I would do right now is I would fertilize the lawn, especially what looks brown.
It's pretty dead because it's like when we go out and we try to rake, it looks like what you would thatch up. I mean, it's just brown. And we've already done the fall natural alternatives on it, and we've done the liming. We haven't done the winter natural alternatives yet, but we have that one ready to go, but we haven't put it on yet.
Yeah, whenever you have a fungus disease on your lawn, you have to control that disease. And I think that when you called Pearl's Premium, whoever answered led you in the wrong direction, because red thread can kill your lawn.
And we heard that it was what they said, or when we talked, they said that a good thing about red thread is it doesn't look good, but it doesn't kill anything, is how we heard it.
Well,
but it does kill, obviously. It did kill, or something killed the whole front lawn.
Right. If you have lots of moisture, if you're watering the lawn late in the day and the grass stays wet overnight.
Right, which we never did that. I mean, and we couldn't control the rain. In the spring, we had rain, and obviously we couldn't control when it rained. But we didn't even put our sprinklers on until we got rid of the red thread.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's too bad you didn't call me before, but if you ever
have... Well, we called Pearl Premium and we called Natural Alternatives, but you're right, we should have called you.
Yeah. If you had called me, I would have told you, control the red thread, because the red thread is a disease that hurts the foliage. It slows down the growth, and you get a lot of humid weather, you get a lot of heat, the red thread will kill the lawn.
Okay.
So, you know, you went to the garden center, they recommended the product, they were correct in recommending that you put down that product. And Cape Cod, south of Boston, red thread is more of a problem because of the climate. And if you go into Connecticut, into Rhode Island, and then down into New Jersey, it's going to be an area where you will get red thread, also Maryland. So by not putting down a disease control and cutting back on the amount of water, I think you ended up a combination of putting the plant under stress because it wasn't getting enough moisture when it was being attacked by the fungus disease.
Right.
So what I would do now is don't rip up the whole yard.
Don't rip it up? Okay.
No. Rent a seed slicer. And slice right through the dead stuff.
Right through the dead stuff? Okay.
The dead stuff will act as a mulch to prevent erosion. If you rototill, my God, it will take you forever to rototill, re-rake it, get all the dead grass out, and it will take you forever.
Right.
By using a seed slicer, it slices right through the grass, and if there's some of the grass that's still alive, it's going to come up. And then the seed will come up right through any of the dead portions. So the landscaping industry in the late 70s changed dramatically with the seed slicer. And I was working at a nursery on the South Shore, and we had a two-year period where we had a problem with an insect called a chinch bug. And a chinch bug is a tiny insect that sucks on the stem of the plant. And you can see the area die and getting bigger every single week. And it used to be that you would go in, you would put a chinch bug killer, then rototill the area, clean it up, level it, roll it, plant your grass seed. And when the seed slicer became available, it was something that only the golf courses used. And now you can rent it at any power equipment company. We went right through all of the dead grass from the chinch bug. We went north to south, east to west with the grass seed. It came up right through it. The grass that was dead broke down, became organic matter, and also protected the young seedlings during the winter. So I would slice seed, put down your fertilizer and your grass seed, and if you ever get red thread again, treat it because it will kill the grass.
Okay, well, that's powerful advice, I guess. Okay, so we give it another try with the same same seed.
Yeah, you shouldn't. If only you had called me so that I could have told you this, it would have saved the lawn.
I'm just surprised Pearl's Premium didn't tell us, since we thought to call them directly, since it was their seed. I would have thought they would have been the ones to tell us.
But
we thought we were doing the right thing by calling the company. Next time we'll just call you.
I'll tell you what I would do. Is I would call Pearl's Premium, tell them you called me during the show, and tell them what I told you, and I would ask them to send you some seed to replace the dead plants, because you were misinformed. A disease will kill, and if you will allow it to run its course, you're going to lose some of your lawn.
Right.
And somebody there didn't know what they were saying. And when I started working in this industry, my very first day at work, my boss said to me, "Okay, you went to college. You think you know everything. If you don't know the answer, don't make it up. Come and find me. Do some research, but don't try and solve the problem without knowing the correct answer. And I think somebody gave you the wrong information. I would call them. I would tell them that. And you can tell them that I told you. And
okay.
That they should replace some of that seed.
Okay. I will do that. I will do that. And I like your story. That's a good motto for life, too.
It is. If you don't
we
know
love
the
listening
answer.
To you, Paul. We'll definitely know to call you first in the future and not
okay.
depend on. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much. Once again, you've definitely given us the right advice. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Daniel, who's up next?
Well, we had Chris, and we just lost him. I'm going to grab another caller really quick and let you know.
Okay. We still have 5 seats available for our trip to the national parks for next year. And if it's something that you're interested in getting some information, write down this phone number and give them a call on Monday morning. The number is 800-322-9481. This year is the 100th anniversary of the national parks. And the only way we could be guaranteed to be in the national parks during late June, early July, was to book this early in the season. So give Largay Travel a call. You can go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and click on Garden Trip. And it will tell you of all the parks and all the western towns that we are going to be visiting, and a lot more. And the thing that's nice about Largay Travel is, if you live in New York, for example, you don't have to come to Boston and fly out of Boston. You can fly directly from New York, and they will credit you the flight fare from Boston and do it so that it's at the closest airport to you. So give them a call. We're down to 5 seats on the bus. And check it out, paulparent.com. Click on trip. And anything that has a line under it, if you click on it, it will show you all the hotels, all the parks, and a lot more. Daniel, are we ready?
Yes, indeed. We've got Arnold from Massachusetts. He's got a question about tomatoes and then another question about compost.
Okay. Arnold, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Hi.
Well, last springtime when I was putting in my tomatoes, about 6-7 of them, I soaked the roots of the little six-packs into the Agrifos. I think I might have done it too long, for a good hour, maybe an hour and a half. Now, every time I water, the plants and the green leaves just kind of dry up. And all the fruit's small, very small.
Okay.
I think that's the reason, because one plant where I did not soak them in, it's a beautiful plant, producing well.
Because all you have to do is you mix the product in a bucket of water. You dip it in so that the root ball gets wet and the foliage gets wet, and then you plant.
So evidently, me soaking in the roots for a good hour, you know, the root ball must have had an adverse effect then. Is there anything I can do to flush it out or anyhow?
Well, for this year, you know, the gardening season is pretty much over.
About over, yes, I know that,
so
unfortunately.
What I'm going to do, I did have a little bit of late blight in my garden, and some of the lower leaves did begin to turn brown. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut all of my tomato plants about a foot off the ground. I'm going to pull all my cucumbers and squash plants out of the garden. And then in the area where my tomatoes are, because the disease spores fell on the soil, and are going to reinfect the plant next year.
One other quick question. I sprayed a can of Raid into my compost pile last year. Now, I'm using that compost now this year. Do you think there's any effect or adverse effect using the Raid?
No, the Raid, the pesticide in the Raid has dissipated over the year, and the microbes have also killed it. So it's perfectly safe to use.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.